If you read Cyril Ramaphosa's newsletter to the Nation earlier today, again, you go, he and Gwede Mantashe are not in the same room. They're not even the same building. They're not in the same postal code. Cyril Ramaphosa keeps talking about renewable energy, and only renewable energy. Gwede Mantashe keeps talking about coal and clean coal and nuclear energy. So the president and the energy minister are very, very widely apart on this. But I read something interesting, what I thought was interesting earlier today, about, you know, because André de Ruyter, the CEO of Eskom, is clearly trying to move more rapidly and more extensively to renewable energy, finds that the finance for this is available and not, you know, not debt-killing when it comes to interest rates and so on. And I'm going to be talking now to Clyde Mallinson, who is an energy analyst, about a pilot project which Eskom is doing with Komati Coal Power Station. It's due to be decommissioned, and instead of leaving an empty building or knocking the building down and trying to do something with the site, Eskom wants to turn the Komati Coal Power Station into the Komati Green Energy Power Station. Clyde, a very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, John. Thanks so much for having me.
You're involved with this?
Well, I'm involved in the sense that I put in a bid to a request for proposal. So I'm on the developer side of the fence on this one. But it was actually put out about a year ago, I think. So it's not moving quite as quickly as we would have hoped. But I am involved also because I've long been advocating the building of renewable energy in Mpumalanga to make use of the grid infrastructure that's there primarily.
What does your bid comprise? What are you suggesting be done with the infrastructure at Komati?
I teamed up with some other guys, and the bid basically centered around energy storage. So we were going to take the old ash from the furnaces that forms big despoiling dumps, if you like, and compress this into great big bricks, if you can imagine that, that would be lifted and lowered on cranes. And it would be a bit like a cuckoo clock, if you like. If when the bricks were lifted, you would use electricity to do that. And then when you wanted to get electricity back, you would lower the bricks. So that was the particular thing I was involved in, as a kind of a gravity energy storage at scale, using nasty materials left behind at a coal-fired power station.
Explain it a little more, how bringing the bricks down to earth would create power.
Well, just to make it, put it into perspective, these bricks, as I call them, would be sort of like 70 tons each. So it's better to think of them as a great big mass of concrete.
Yeah.
And literally, you know, when you pump water up on top of a hill and then release it down again through a turbine, that's what our pumped storage is. So you pump water up the hill. It then has what we refer to as gravitational potential energy. And when you let it rush down the hill again through a tunnel or a penstock, it turns a turbine and generates electricity. Now, in the case of these giant blocks, one would lift them with a crane to perhaps 100 meters in height, and you'd need electricity to do that. And then when you lowered that brick, the motor that had lifted the brick would be spinning in the opposite direction, if you like, and it would become a generator.
Yeah.
So it would actually generate power. And it's a novel idea, and it sort of does.
Or is it novel for the South African context? Is it completely novel?
It's completely novel, but there is a proper commercial-sized pilot that was built in Switzerland about a year ago.
And it's working.
It's working, that's correct, yeah. So it's just one of the – but that was the particular thing I got involved in. The batteries, of course, needn't be of this particular type. The key thing about an old power station is that it has a great big electrical switchgear distribution yard, if you know what I mean, one of those things with lots of insulators and wires and buzz bars transformers. So it's got that infrastructure in place, and it's that infrastructure that is so attractive. You know, somewhere like Komati was about 1,000 megawatts. So that's the equivalent of being able to, you know, the Northern Cape, where a lot of solar has been built and wind, has now kind of maxed out on how much it can evacuate. There aren't enough lines running to the Northern Cape.
So I was reading on the Business Day today, the front page story, one of the front page stories was a concern expressed at the Wind Arbor, the Wind Energy Conference over the weekend, that 14 megawatts of energy, which is in planning to be contributing to the grid by 2030, problem with grid connection. So there's no problem with grid connections.
That's just probably 14 gigawatts.
Yeah, beg your pardon, 14 gigawatts. Yeah,
no problem.
And Clyde, sorry to interrupt, but we're running out of time. So 1,000 at Camardie Coal Power Station as a coal-fired power producer, using these heavy bricks and this system, replace the 1,000 with 1,000, slightly more, slightly less?
Well, you would probably put in about 2,000 or 3,000 of solar. So the solar would generate during the day and be able to sort of deliver 1,000, but it would also be able to put 1,000 into the storage. So you would then be able to, when the sun went down, you would lower these great big blocks and be able to deliver the 1,000 when the sun wasn't shining, as it were. So you would actually need to build more than 1,000 of solar, because solar obviously only operates when the sun shines. And it doesn't shine at night, you know. So you can actually build, you can replace the 1,000 megawatts with 2,000 to 3,000 of solar, as long as you are able to then store the surplus solar, because the lines running away from Camardie probably tap out at about 1,200 or so. In other words, you can't deliver more into the grid than what Camardie could deliver. It's designed to deliver 1,000, so the lines are probably
The delivery would be net the same as Camardie is doing.
The delivery would be net the same, except that it wouldn't deliver maybe in the wee hours of the morning when we use much less anyway. So it would be delivering for, let's say, 16 hours a day at the 1,000, which is perfect because, you know, we use about 10 to 12,000 fewer megawatts at night than we do in the daytime. There's a big difference between our nighttime usage and our daytime usage on the grid.
So let's hope that Eskom puts a bit of energy, puts a bit of its own energy into having a look at the bids and awarding them and turning Camardie into a renewable energy producer. Clyde Mallinson, thank you very, very much indeed, an energy analyst at VEP, Virtual Energy and Power.